Dozens of demonstrations across the United States are focusing on immigration rights today. Like the past several years, the rallies are being held on May Day, when people around the world celebrate workers' rights. This afternoon in Tampa, on the corner of North Dale Mabry and West Columbus Drive, about 15 people held signs saying, "Reform Not Raids" and "Family Unity." Blanca Gonzalez is president of Immigrants United for Freedom in Plant City.
Our t-shirts say, "Workers of the World United to Stop the Raids. No more separation of families, and legalization now. Legalization for all undocumented workers, be it from Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Haiti. Doesn't matter what country you come from, we're all here to try to support our families. You know, we can't support them in our country, so we come here looking for a better way of life."
Reform, not raid.
Gonzalez says that coordinated rallies are going on around the country on May Day, International Workers' Day, in part to honor the hard work of immigrants.
Well, May Day actually was, I know it's a communist day, but it was also named the Day of Immigrants. And if people sit down and think we're all immigrants, and if we were united in this cause, maybe we wouldn't have to have so many of these protests.
I'm here to show my solidarity with the immigrant rights movement, and we're here to demand immediate legalization for all immigrants, undocumented immigrants.
Oscar Salas, with Immigrants United for Freedom in Dade City, blames the media for fueling the flames of anti-immigrant sentiment.
Quote-unquote liberal media has actually polarized the American society with propaganda and false ideas of immigrants and of alien people as a whole. And basically, they've done more harm than good, because it's a human rights, workers' rights issue, not a nationalist issue.
James Preston held a sign saying, "Reform, not raids." That refers to workplace raids by immigration and customs enforcement officials that have led to the deportation of thousands of immigrants. In many cases, families with U.S.-born children are broken apart when an immigrant parent is deported.
I'm here mostly, I'd like to break down the walls, the barriers, the segregation, and let people live free and work, and let them choose their own life, whatever they want to do. That's all. I think this is the land of the free. This is the world. This is the earth. You know, they need to break down the walls and let people unite.
Lourvine Lizardo works cleaning houses. She immigrated to Miami from Honduras 19 years ago and has two U.S.-born children. She's celebrating immigrants and jobs.
No more the families, separative the families. I need reform now.
Abelardo Arteaga was born in the United States, but his family moved to Cuba at the beginning of the Great Depression. He moved back to the U.S. because of what he calls the corrupt leaders of Cuba before the revolution. Even though he's a citizen, he says he supports immigrants, including by coming to rallies.
Being immigrant is not easy. Being immigrant is about the last thing you can probably be. And they come over here for work, the good majority of them.
Juan Pablo Chavez is a statewide community organizer with the Florida Immigrant Coalition, one of the groups organizing rallies across the state on Friday.
At this critical moment, when America is trying to rebuild our economy prosperity, we must acknowledge the important role that workers and immigrants will play in our economy recovery this year. Our broken system, if we can call a system, our broken system are linked. In order to get the economy going again, we need common sense solutions. We need a system that doesn't destroy, a system that doesn't divide families. If the public legislators do not support immigration reform, they are supporting a system that divides families.